Live from the front lines, welcome to Stats Chat, hosted by Brad Zinda and Kaylin Sijikin. This is where strategy meets straight talk. It's bold ideas, real growth, and whatever else hits the mic. This is Stats Chat.
Well, 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 here we are once again, 4105 Arden Hill Studio 26. Kaylin, welcome back after your long... It felt like you were out for 2 weeks.
Felt like a lot longer for me than that, tell you that.
Well, where were you, Kaylin? Let's tell all of our listeners.
One of those vacations, you come back more tired than when you left. Well, yeah, listeners know I'm into this thing called dance, right?
And they have We've talked about it.
Thing called Nationals, which is down in Virginia Beach. And yeah, it's just a lot that goes into it. You know, just 8 days of watching dance and then early mornings and late nights and coming back home. So here we are. We're back to it. So thank you, all the advisors. Well, you know, dealing with everyone else while I was out. We appreciate it. Appreciate the business as well. So let's keep her going.
That's right. Well, welcome back. We're glad to talk a little bit about the topic. I mean, this topic is amazing for a lot of our advisors. This will hit home. And I think we do a fantastic job with both of these. This is something that I think, matter of fact, separates us from a lot of others out there. And I can tell you, advisors look for this support every single day. So before we dive deep into what we're going to talk about, let's kind of talk from the beginning. I'd like to break this down to not so much production levels, but we'll use that as a gauge because we know as people get busier with more business, it then turns into having more people in the office, right? Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. So let's start from the beginning. Let's focus on that. I won't say, let's not call it entry-level advisor. Advisor that's doing good business by himself, you know, what does that typically look like?
Yep. Yeah, maybe like a phase, like phase one, phase two, phase three.
I like that.
Of a good way to
see, like,
you know,
that.
Versus putting a dollar amount on it, because I totally agree. It can vary from person to person, right? But like phase one is where you're kind of getting your feet wet in the industry, right? You don't know, you know annuities, but you don't really understand that well. You're probably a little bit greener. You might have been with an office and you went on your own and you're trying to figure out marketing and events, and you're kind of a one-man band or woman at that time, right? And you're just doing everything you can to keep the lights on, get commission in the door, keep marketing going, you know, and then hopefully you reach a peak where at some point in time, there's so much business coming in, so many appointments coming in that your time is now being, I'm not going to say wasted, but could be used a lot more efficiently.
Consumed.
Yep. But it could be used more efficiently in other areas of your business, right? So everyone knows listening, like if you're good at what you do, you don't get paid to process paperwork or make phone calls to follow money, right? You, at some point in time, you have to do that starting, but at some point in time, you reach kind of phase two then where you know, are essentially losing money when you do those sort of things, right? If you think of it that way. And that's where kind of phase two comes into play with like hiring your first assistant, right?
That's right.
And, you know, along those lines, you know, obviously what we've seen too, and I'm sure everyone's been there before. The last thing anyone wants to do is hire someone, waste 60, 80 hours of your time training someone yourself, first of all, because that's lost revenue for your pocket. And then, you know, unfortunately watching that advisor that assistant kind of walk out the door. So, I mean, we can talk about that a little bit too on like the time and dedication and reason why we have this thing called office launch.
That's correct. Launch. Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, the work that goes into hiring people these days and with the hopes that everybody works out, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes people just aren't the best fit when you get them through the door and it's not what they thought the job was going to be. I mean, there's so many different things that go into it. But starting from step one, just getting something online to try to recruit a good candidate through your door, mm-hmm. for a lot of people, that's a big deal. Like it's hard to figure out, okay, so do I use Indeed? Like all these different platforms out there, what does that job look like?
And responsibilities.
So, responsibilities, roles, how much do I pay them? Right. There's so many things that go into it. And, you know, our team here at Gradient has done a fantastic job with helping advisors get that job on Indeed. They'll actually work through the interview process with them and get them all the way to the end. Now, if we just start with that piece, I'd be willing to bet that saves advisors 10 to 15 hours.
For sure.
Interviews, locating what, you know, what you're looking for. I mean, all of the things that they look for, right? Mm-hmm. And so just start there. Now we get somebody through the door that's doing a really good job. You have to train them. You talked a little bit about this. How many hours goes into that every single day process? Well, Gradient saw that need. And what we did is we put together what's called Office Launch. Now, for a lot of you, you've had your admin come to Office Launch. This has probably been one of the most valued pieces to your puzzle every single day. You guys have, I've taken these calls. Mm-hmm. Hey, they have enjoyed, first of all, it's a full week here at Gradient.
It is.
Okay. And they're not by themselves. They're with another handful. There's probably 20, 30 other admin that come in and they are learning the same thing. But the structure behind it is, you know, going through what is the day in the life of the advisor? What can they do to help support them? The pieces that, you know, they're going to be most leaned on. I mean, there's a lot that goes into that.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree. And about back to like the you know, full 5 days out of the office, technically, right? You know, these especially assistants, a lot of times they don't have the same experiences that a lot of advisors have the opportunity to do in this industry, right? Like everyone listening to this and ourselves included have been on a lot of incentive trips over the years. Guess who's never been on an incentive trip before? So guess who is going to really... Like, you know, it's not quite an incentive trip, but they look at it that way. They look at this as you're investing in them as a new employee.
1,000%.
They take it totally personal and they're going to be more invested in what they do in your company because you're investing back into them. So that's kind of the first thing that I always like to mention to advisors. Like they're going to see this as a different angle, but it's not so much as work as a opportunity for them to kind of learn and grow. Then in return, they're going to give that back to you. Right. But it is, you know, it is a full 4.5 days. It is, I mean, from what to do from day one to what to do as an expert, anything in between regarding our softwares, regarding anything you guys are using outside of it. And the other thing about, you know, flying them up is there's other individuals in that room that are in their same shoes, right? So they've all been there at one point and they share ideas.
They do. Matter of fact, it's funny you bring that up. I know a few that have already connected. Just they lean on each other in, right, on different days. Mm-hmm. They'll call that office and just talk to them. Mm-hmm. That's the buddy system, I'll call it, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have now somebody to talk to every day, and they're building that network out just like anybody else would on any other platform, right? Mm-hmm. And so being able to have those pieces in place will help you every day.
For sure. I mean, any advisor listening to this, I guarantee you have a friend or two that you call when something happens, right?
100%.
You call us hopefully as well, but I guarantee there's another advisor that you call and say, hey, this is happening. What do you think? That's what these admin, they get that exposure and that friendship by being at an event like this. And, you know, that's just the personal experience they'll have from it, obviously, but also just the structure of what they should be doing, what they should be focusing on, how transfers work, how paper works, like where to submit it, what to do. Let us and our team take that off your shoulders, advisors. And that's exactly why Office Launch exists.
Yep, exactly. And then when they get back in there, the training, the bus doesn't stop there.
No.
Okay, there's an additional 5 weeks of training. Matter of fact, we send them out with homework. There's a lot that they have to do behind the scenes. But advisors see the benefit of a very simple and powerful program that we put together to help them continue to grow their business. They don't have to step aside. Train, they know that it's being taken care of by Gradient, but we didn't just stop there, right? Because
true,
the third phase of your business, you start cranking. It's very easy to do. And I'm going to throw a little bit of a number in here because I've seen some pretty good business done with one advisor and one admin.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But I've seen 10, 15, $20 million done with a duo like that. Now, what happens is you start to, okay, I kind of cap out, right? My time is now just exhausted. I don't have any more time here.
Right.
What's next? And we start to look at, okay, how can we generate more revenue with another employee? And what would that be?
Exactly. Yeah. And I think the term that's used a lot of times in this industry, I think it's a term that's overused, is scaling, right? Because in my mind, scaling is different for every single person, right? Do you want more time? Do you want to be in the office more? Do you want to manage more people? Like that, the word scaling is kind of a word that you can take a lot of different directions, but it ultimately comes down to what the advisor wants as the head of it all, right? But a lot of times what that is bringing on someone else to help you. Maybe it's just helping with client reviews, right?
Yeah.
If you got 30 of those a month or a week, you start with client reviews. I'll take the A still. Anything that happens in the meantime, any questions, you can always come in and talk to me, but you're going to handle the majority of those, right? That alone will free up time, but those individuals have to know what to do, where to begin, the verbiage, the systems that we have, how to do reallocations if they happen, and where do they learn that, right? Hopefully the advisor will teach them something, but again, there's the time and energy from the advisor standpoint. So exactly point B to this podcast today is Advisor Watch.
It's crazy that I mean, honestly, think about what we did with Office Launch and now we've brought it to Advisor Launch.
Mm-hmm.
Kaylin, I know personally, we work with some of these individuals, junior advisor, paraplanner, whatever you want to call it, where they start.
Right.
But we've got many junior advisors that have gone through the same, by the way, same 4.5 days, different content, obviously, same 5 week of training follow-up.
Correct.
That an advisor doesn't have to spend doing all the training. We're doing all the heavy lifting for them. But I can tell you, we have got at least a handful that have already surpassed $1 million, and they do it quick after leaving this program.
Yep. I know Dwight, who runs the program here, updates us on success, and I've seen well over $1 million, even top in three in their first year of business.
It's incredible to watch the growth right out of the gates. Mm-hmm. They feel confident when they hit the ground running, and they're not feeling like they're on an island going, okay, what's next? They actually go back and they start talking and using the same language that the advisor in their office is using. Or if that advisor, you know, uses something, he's like, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right.
Right. He can plug and play and fill in faster than anybody ever could anytime. And so that stress of bringing on another advisor is eliminated so fast.
Yep. And from the advisor's point of view as well, it's the time that we save for them. You know, of course, there's going to be in-person things. There's certain verbiage you use in the office. Maybe your process is a little bit different than the 5 steps we put together here. Like, we all get that. There will be time, but there's still the ABCs of this industry that an advisor has to learn, right? It's not just I mean, it's sales training too. Like, it's full-blown sales training. I'm pretty sure they role play.
They do. Oh yeah. Lots of role play. We love role play here,
though. Oh, I love role play.
You know, I always say it's a racetrack, right? Yeah. Everybody runs the same racetrack. Mm. Some run it a little differently.
Right.
You know, so we want to make sure the car knows how to go around it, how fast, how you dip and dive. That sometimes can be on a personal level from the other advisor of, hey, you're doing exactly what we want, but a little gas pedal here, you know, a little extra. So, and that's okay. We just want to make sure that they are on the racetrack that everybody else is going, so that the process continues to stay the way it's supposed to be. And we always know it, you know, Chuck says this, processes always win.
They do win.
And so
it's been proven to win.
You know what? We've hit the head on this. I can't tell you, and I can't stress enough how important these two trainings are. There is no doubt, if you invest the time and let us help you with this, send your admin, send your new paraplanner, junior advisor, heck, send a new advisor. We don't care. We are going to train them for you. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is a good investment. And everybody that has done this has seen those benefits day one when they return back to the office. So Kaylin, I'm going to let you take this one to Dunn here. We've got a date coming up here that I think people should know about.
We do, actually. So turns out that there's actually, this event is coming right around the corner, and it's actually the same time at our Minnesota office. We do both advisor launch and office launch at the same time. Obviously, they're in different rooms and different areas of our office. It's not the same training between the two, but it is the same weekly period that we have. And it happens to be August 10th through the 14th. So if I'm not mistaken, the 10th should be a Monday, 14th being a Thursday or Friday. Maybe it's a Tuesday. Either way, 10th through the 14th, the dates on it. And again, it is, we can't express it enough. If you have someone in this position right now, whether you just brought them on, they've been there 3 months and they're struggling and they don't know day to day, and you don't know if you should keep them or get rid of them. Let us train them a little bit. Give us a chance at it as well, because no matter what we do over the phone, no matter how many times they talk to GI or our new business team or our, you know, Prism team, in-person training will always win. They will learn the most that way. And these events are coming up around the corner. They're filling up quick. So if anyone's listening and you have someone in mind, get them in there. Any questions you have, let us know.
For sure. And just let's end with a little, you know, if you're sitting back going, hey, should I hire somebody? Am I at that point? Yeah. You know, I feel like I heard the story today, the message that was presented. I don't know. Like, I'm on the teetering side of things. If you've been sitting back wondering if it's the right time, if you should be hiring right now, our tactical coaching team will take those calls all day long. They sit in offices. They go through this with every single office that wants it. Trust me when I say this, the support system you have here from start to finish will never, ever be touched. Like, nobody can duplicate what we've done. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is all for you guys. lean on us. Do the things that you think that you need to do, and we'll help you move them forward. Okay. Kalen, let's take it out of here today, man. We got a couple more tomorrow too, I think.
I guess so. Yeah. Got to make up for the couple of days. Yeah,
that's what happens when you leave for 12 days or whatever it was.
Oh, geez.
We appreciate you guys. Kalen, you want to take us to done here?
Yeah. So signing out, you guys, we appreciate the time here again. Office launch, admin launch coming up around the corner here. Someone on the team that's ready for it, sign up. Any questions you have, you know where to find us. Stats Chat signing out.
Sweet.
Brad and Kalen do not offer investment, legal, tax, or accounting advice, and are not affiliated or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. The opinions herein may be from personal experience and may not necessarily be those of Gradient Financial Group, its employees, or affiliates. Any results, topics, or outcomes are for informational purposes only. Financial professional use only.